want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is black bean soup. I cannot think about black bean soup without thinking about the woman who taught me to make it. She was 150 pounds of sole in her shiny combat boots 20 years before Doc Martens adorned the more slight of foot creatures that track South Beach. Her name was Betty Howard. She was the breakfast cook at the Pier House in 1978 when I was brought in to assist her. It was like having a female Lou Gossett Jr. as your drill sergeant to Hell's Kitchen in the early part of the day, and then hanging out with Whoopi Goldberg after the lunch craze subsided. When you are a breakfast cook, your day starts out with a sense of sheer panic. The alarm clock seems to gyrate your aortic valve to a scrambled waking state. You fear every minute you delay getting set up will multiply the number of eggs you will be ordered to make by a factor of 500. I was always relieved when breakfast officially ended and it was time to make the lunch menu come together. And one of my jobs was to make the black bean soup. It also meant that Betty would get her allotment of 2 16-ounce Busch beers, which had an ability to reverse the string of colorfully graphic instructions she would have directed at me for the previous 4 hours into a comically sweet, mischievous flirtation. The way Betty taught me to make black bean soup dramatically affected my cooking. I was reading French classical recipes where you often started a sauce or a soup with a mirepoix of leeks, carrots, celery, and white onions. Delicate in contrast to the bacon, bell peppers, garlic, red onions, spices, and chilies that were the foundation of our black bean soup at the Pier House. I eventually realized that many of the sauces that I would eventually make began with the robust base flavors of our New World cuisine that would begin with these bean soup vegetables. In fact, we began to call this sofrito-like melange bean kit. It was right around that time, cooking with Betty, that I began reading cookbooks. The first one I bought was written by James Beard. Our boss, the amazing man that built and owned the Pier House, traveled to New York City often. I would bet an entire bean kit that he had black bean soup in the very place Mr. Beard mentions in his introduction to black bean soup in his classic cookbook, James Beard's American Cookery. And that restaurant was a place named the Coach House, which was owned by a Greek gentleman named Leon Leonidas. The Coach House was located at 110 Waverly Place in Greenwich Village. The restaurant closed in 1993, but it is now the site that is occupied by Mario Batali's restaurant, Babbo. I have dined under Mario's grand care there, but of course the black bean soup was long gone. When Beard ate there, he likely had his soup served with warm corn sticks. Mr. Leonidas enhanced his black bean soup with a glug of Madeira, which I would say makes perfect sense in that the sweetness of that fortified wine would work beautifully with the smokiness of the bacon or ham hock, which I know we made it with in Key West. Black bean soup. Thanks, Betty. I owe you a beer, and then some. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
All I want is black bean soup.